Testing.
One of the hymns that we sang this morning is in hymn number 199, it says, verse 4, lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah, what a Savior. As we sang that hymn this morning, I'm sure your thoughts were on the Lord Jesus, the one who was suspended on the cross between heaven and earth. This man, the Lord Jesus, came into this sinful world to do a work that no one else could have done. It was expressed in prayer this morning that before the world, that when the world was created, there was no sin in the world. The Lord Jesus was there. And he knew that one day he will have to come into this scene to do a work so that you and I would be reconciled to God. Man entered into the scene, and sin came afterwards. The whole scene was defiled. Man could not do anything to redeem himself, to save himself. And so the Lord Jesus had to come. He had to leave the glories of heaven and to come to this sinful world to redeem us back to God. And we also thought of him on the cross of Calvary, there suspended between heaven and earth, nailed with nails in his hands and his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head. And the scripture tells us that it was on the Sabbath day, the day before the Sabbath. The next day was going to be the Sabbath. And so they wanted those prisoners, the Lord Jesus, to die, that he would be dead, and they would be able to bury him. They would be able to get the bodies off the cross before the Sabbath. The scripture tells us that when they went to the two other thieves, that they broke their legs in order to hasten their death. But when they came to the Lord Jesus, he was already dead. And so a soldier took a spear and pierced his side. Scripture tells us water and blood flowed from that wound. But the Lord Jesus died before anyone could do anything to him, he alone suspended his life. He gave up his life. No one was able to take his life from him. The soldiers who were around had never seen such a thing before, that this one who was crucified, he would dismiss his spirit. The Lord Jesus, scripture tells us, bowed his head and dismissed his spirit. And he would say, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And he died. Scripture tells us he was buried. You know, they were going to dispose of his body in the garbage heap. But God had prepared two men to come and take his body and put it in a tomb where never men laid before. So he was buried. They rolled a stone and they set a watch because they went to Pilate and they said to him, that man said that he would raise again on the third day. So we have to guard against that. And they put a watch and with a seal, with a Roman seal. But then the scripture tells us that on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And so this morning, I'd just like to direct your attention to a few thoughts in scripture. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, we find that it is now the scene after the resurrection. Because on the third day, the women went to the tomb. They were waiting for the Sabbath to be over and to go to the tomb in order to anoint the body. And so just for a brief moment, I'd like us to notice what was the reaction, the response of those that followed the Lord Jesus. What was the response of the disciples? What was the response of the women who went to the tomb? In Luke chapter 24, we read that early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre. And what were they looking for? They were looking for a dead body to anoint. So their response was that after he had been crucified and 3 days had gone, he had told them long before that he would die and he would rise again. You know, this morning when we were coming to this meeting here, Byron, Nikki and I, we were talking about the resurrection, about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus told them that he would die and he would be raised again from the dead. But they didn't believe. And so the women, early in the morning, they went there looking in verse 1. That was their response. They were looking for a dead body to anoint. And they couldn't find his body. In verse 2, it tells us that they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. In verse 3, it says that they entered and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. So here were the few things that they didn't find. But thinking of, when you think of in John's Gospel, I think it's in chapter 20 or so, we find that they found the napkins. It was in a different place. And they found the clothes in a different place. In John's Gospel, chapter 20, when Peter and John went into the tomb, they found the napkin and they found the clothes. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. So in verse 3 of our chapter 24, we read that they found not the body of Jesus. And then what was their response? In verse 4, it says they were much perplexed. They were much perplexed. Verse 11 goes on to tell us, and their words seem to be idle tales, and they believe not. So this was the reaction, the response of those who were close to the Lord Jesus, who were with him. Look at verse 17 of our chapter. It says, that these two who were walking to Emmaus, we heard about that in the morning Thanksgiving, the two who were on their way to Emmaus, they were walking. And it says in verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one with another as ye walk and ye are sad? So they were walking, they were talking about the Lord Jesus, but they were sad. They were perplexed. They were grieved. They couldn't believe that this one who had been amongst them, who had done so many miracles before, would allow himself to be taken by the hands of wicked and sinful men, be crucified and slain. They couldn't believe that this one who had done all these miracles would raise himself from the dead. And so on that morning, when they went looking for the blessed Lord Jesus, his body to anoint him, he was not there. He was risen. Because they were able to go into the women, they wondered who's going to roll the stone away. But when they got there, they found the stone was rolled away. So they were able to enter. The scripture says that they went in and they saw two men sitting there. And they said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Why are you looking for a living person among dead? So they went back and they said in verse 22 of our chapter that in verse 22, yea, certain women also of our company made us astonish. So now they were astonished that the Lord Jesus was not there. They couldn't understand this. They couldn't believe this. But this was their response. They were sad. They didn't believe. They were astonished. They departed from where they were. I didn't read verse 12 of our chapter because it says, then arose Peter and he went to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed and wondering to himself what had come to pass. So that was their response. And you could understand that they were all disappointed that our blessed Lord had died. But then for the two on the road to Emmaus, they finally recognized him when he went in with them and he broke the bread. We had breaking of bread this morning. So when he broke the bread, they must have seen probably the prints of the nails in his hands. And they recognized him. The scripture says he disappeared. But then these two people made their way back. It could have been Cleos and his wife, or it could have been two men. We don't know. Scripture doesn't tell us. They made their way back to Jerusalem. Now, they were with the group in Jerusalem, and they left and went to Emmaus, which was like about 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Now, if you were to go 7 miles, if you would take a leisurely walk, it would take you probably 17 to 18 minutes for every mile. So for 7 miles, it would take probably about 2 hours. So they went back. They had left the company, went to Emmaus. When the Lord appeared to them, when they recognized the Lord, they went back to the company. And then, to their delight, we read in verse 36, as they spake. No, let's read verse 33. And they rose up and came the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them. So there were other people, there were other believers who were with the disciples. When it says the 11, it's always talking about the disciples. But we have to remember that Judas was not part of that. So and Thomas was not there. So at least there were about 10 disciples who were there. And the other people who were there with him. And it says in verse 34, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he made known unto them in the breaking of bread. How good is it this morning that we can come this morning for the breaking of bread, to remember our blessed Lord Jesus, the one who suffered and bled and died in our room instead. So they recognized him. And then in verse 36, he says, and as they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, peace be unto you. So he appeared unto them in their very midst. He came. Later on, it reads in verse 36 that they were terrified. They were afraid. They thought they had seen a spirit. You know, the disciples were always seeing spirits. But they thought they had seen a spirit. But he said to them, it is I. Touch me. Thomas was not there when Thomas said, except I put my hands in the prints, except I put my hand in his side. He had to wait 8 days. But then the Lord appeared. And when the Lord appeared, he said, Thomas, touch my hands. Check my side. It is me. The disciples, he would say to them, do you have anything to eat? The disciples always were concerned about food. Every time you read about them, they were always thinking of what we're going to eat and stuff like that. He said, do you have anything to eat? So they had food. They gave him something to eat. And then they were able to rejoice. They were happy because the Lord Jesus had appeared in their very midst. And so this morning, you and I would not have left our homes to come to this meeting had it not been for the resurrection. Because the resurrection is the death of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection is the most important thing of our belief. Every other religion has a dead hero. They're buried, and you can go and visit their graves. But as far as the Lord Jesus is concerned, the tomb is empty. He is risen. He's alive. Alive in the power of an endless life. And he lives forever so that you and I would spend eternity with him and we would not have to fear anything about that. He's now exalted at the right hand of the majesty in high. Men did all that they could to him, but he arose from the dead. He's now ascended and seated at God's own right hand. And one day he's coming. He's coming for you and he's coming for me. And we're going to spend eternity with this blessed one. So until then, may our hearts be occupied with him. May we bow in worship and adoration to him because he alone is worthy to receive such worship and praise and adoration. I went a little bit over time, but just to let you know that the Lord Jesus is risen and we rejoice this morning that we serve a risen and glorified Lord. For his name's sake.
Should sing that hymn as a say for glory. That's 372.